My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
Julian Taylor's jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
To be one. Hey, hey, Tutu. Starting off the show with Part-Time Lover from Stevie Wonder. That's from the album In Square Circle, released in 1985. I remember that record well. It was in my house and it got played all the time. My parents loved it. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. You're tuning into The Jukebox. Thank you for joining us this week. We've got an amazing show for you. Coming up, I've got music from an artist named Monia, who's a Cree-Canadian singer-songwriter that produces really cool, catchy indie music that is blended with some soulful, introspective lyrics. Themes like love, dreams, urban life. And we're going to play a song called Bombshell. We also have Laura on the show, and this is a song that came out last year. Laura is from Montreal, Quebec. Going to play a song called Sorry, which was co-written with her friend Eva Honey. Laura is of Moroccan and Lebanese roots and crafts really cool alt-pop with a rebellious voice. Also on the show, Black Belt Eagle Scout Leftovers from the album By Goner, released in 2025. I met Black Belt Eagle Scout at the Winnipeg Folk Festival a few years ago when I was there. And Adria Kane, a song from the album When Flowers Bloom. This was a 2022 release. They are from Canada, right here in Toronto, where I reside as well. And the song is called Alone in Kenzo. It's a really groovy track. Here it is on the jukebox.
shining bright for my makeup. Bona fide for the fakers that won't forget you. Stain in my pocket, talking when making paper. In my topic of conversation, need sedation like Daniel Day. Is what cock to stop and be gentle. We watch ambition, saw potential. Say I get you out your routine. And in the fancy fist, would you put me in submission and forget that your man exists?
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
I'm sorry that I never called you back. Sorry that I didn't ask you how you doing after all of that. I'm sorry that I just can't take it back. No, I'm sorry I've been on the road. I want his back. I just want a nice boy or a girlfriend to hang out with me. We could go downtown to dinner.
Yeah. The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Adventure of a Lifetime, that's Coldplay from A Head Full of Dreams. I do really enjoy Coldplay, and I loved the Dua Lipa documentary about Camden. They appear in that show a couple times, and it's really interesting to see and hear about their early starts in London.
Julian Taylor here. I am your host, and this is The Jukebox. Now for our featured artist of the week. This is Sasha, a country artist and a folk artist. That's how I originally met her close to 18 years ago. We were both auditioning for Winter Folk to earn a spot on the showcase that happened on the Danforth every winter. It's grown exponentially now, but back then you had to, you know, test out the waters and vie for your spot. I remember seeing her there and many other places, but she's done really well. She's the first woman of color to ever hit number one on the Canadian country charts, and we're happy that she's our featured artist of the week. Here is Sasha with We Did on the Jukebox.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Things fall apart and time breaks your heart. But I